Wolfgang came to to MIT as a, he came from Phillips on a sabbatical. They gave him a one-year sabbatical, went from January of 1975 until, I guess, January of 1976. I left in about September of that year. During the 8 months that he was there, he and I had a marvelous collaboration. He was looking for some problems to get involved with. He'd done some work on his own, not on his own, done with Theo Claassen on Linnet cycles and techniques for dealing with those. And he wanted a little bit of a break from that particular problem. And as people in the group go, I had a lot more free time than Oppenheim did. And so I got kind of involved in talking with him and things. And I got talking to him about a problem that I was working on, trying to design some two-dimensional equiripple filters. And we batted that around for a while, and then we got these ideas. There's an approach that Jim McClellan had worked out in his thesis for transforming one-dimensional designs into multi-dimensions, which was kind of a very elegant, beautiful kind of idea. And we got looking at the problem of how could we design these. Maybe this was a framework that we could use for designing these filters. And we get into that work with a master's student named Tom Quartieri, who's gone on to do a lot of other things in other directions. But he was once a multidimensional digital signal processor. And that led, I think it was actually Wolfgang that originally got the idea, but it was hard to tell because we were kind of getting excited and we were throwing ideas back and forth, that we could actually use this as a structure for implementing these filters, and that there were some very efficient implementations that came out of it. So that led to a flurry of activity for that 8 months.